appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I appreciate God's mercy that renews every morning and His compassions that never fail. I'm thankful to be a part of this great, perfect, and complete salvation, something that we don't deserve, but God gave it when He died on the cross of Calvary. He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm thankful that promise is a yea. God's promises are yea. And I can depend on that. I know Jesus lives because He lives within my heart. When I gave my life to Him, when He died, you know, before He got on that cross, He told His disciples, He said, I'll send back the Comforter that will be with you even until the end of the world. The one, the Holy Spirit, the I Am, the truth. And I'm thankful the Bible says, I am the truth and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. And that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. I'm thankful to be saved today. Thankful I was born in a family that brought me to church, that has a church, that really has the Word of God being preached with power, with a really true, genuine Holy Spirit that came straight from heaven. That's the only place you'll receive it, is from heaven. You got to call out on God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I knew that from just a little boy. I knew I needed something. I knew I needed peace. I needed real, genuine love in my heart and happiness and joy and all these things. I needed it. But see, I wasn't ready. The devil had my mind very strong from the age of 13 years old. That's when I first started to understand what the Word of God really meant. What I really needed in my life was the Holy Spirit, God's love, giving my life to Him. But see, the devil brought temptations. He was the best artist that you'll ever see. He's a liar, and he is the father of all lies. And he painted pretty pictures in my mind and said, try this, try that. You hadn't even done this yet. You're 13 years old. What are you doing? You got so much time. You've got so much time to do this, that, and the other. You got, just hold on a minute. Don't get saved yet. You got a lot of time, a lot of life to live. A lot of your things that your friends are going to be doing, you got to do it too. You got plenty of time. And I listened to that for a long time. I listened to it for 7 years. I waited until I was 20 years old, and that's when I was defeated by the world. That's what the world will do to you. It'll leave you empty. It'll leave you scarred. It'll leave you bruised. It'll just leave you in chaos and confusion. It'll depress you and leave you angry, stressed out, troubled on the inside. And that's exactly the state that I was. I was so troubled. I was so stressed and depressed and angry at everything. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say, but I knew who to go to, and that was the Lord Jesus. That's because I heard Him when I was 13 years old. When you really hear the Word of God, you don't ever forget it. If this is your first time hearing a message like this, you won't ever forget this. You'll remember this even unto the day that you die. You see, many people that we preached to before, or that heard us at a nursing home or a jail or even in church, they hear it, and then sometimes they waste their time. They go through all this trouble, and then finally, when they get to their deathbed, they're about to die, they had cancer, or they have a sickness, or they're close to death, and then they finally, the only way they can look is up. After all the time they wasted, they could have got saved. They could have had this genuine salvation. They could have had peace and joy, something they were looking for their whole life, no doubt. They tried to find it in the booze. They tried to find it in the drugs, in the sex, and the fame, and the fortune, and the money, and everything. The cars, houses, kids, families, all that. You know, they tried to find the peace that their soul is looking for, but they're all looking in the wrong place. The only place you can find real peace and happiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can help you, and He's the only one that will help you. You see, it says, trust not in a friend. You see, the only one you can trust in is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can carry you to heaven. He's the only one, the omnipotent, just the remission of your sins. He can do everything. He has all power in heaven and earth to do all things. He won't save me. I've done so much bad things. Well, see, God saves to the uttermost and to the guttermost. He saves all people. He forgives all sin except the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. He forgives all sins. Thank God for that. He forgives you of murder. He forgives you of rape. He'll forgive you of all things that you've done in your life. He'll forgive you of it in the very instant you call out upon Him with that broken heart. being contrite, being sorry against God, not sorry that sin caught up with you, not sorry that you have a consequence, or you go to jail, you got prison coming up, you got a court date coming up, you did this, and you did that, that's not what I'm talking about. You got to be genuinely sorry that you sinned against the Father that's in heaven. He's the one that gave Jesus. He didn't have to give Jesus. He didn't have to send him down from heaven. God gave his Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent his Son not in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He's the one. He's the only one that you can be saved through. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not out of the book of Quran, not all these other books. The only book, the Bible, is that King James Version, the original version, not the revised version that people try to drum up and make up and try to twist the scriptures to suit their own fancy. It grieves my heart to read about some of the things that they try to twist and say, oh, no, it says this. What it actually means is this, and that's what they really meant back then, and they start changing the words up just to suit their own fancy so they may live the life that they want to and just tickle around the bush and beat around the bush and tickle people's ears and just make them feel good about themselves. But see, I'm here to tell you the truth. I want you to feel good, and that's why I'm here today, to tell you about Jesus. He's the one that can make you feel good. He's the only one that can give you peace and joy that I've been stressing about. This whole message, that's something that you stand in need of in this life. There's so much violence, so much confusion, so much chaos in this world that you so desperately need something on the inside, and Jesus is that power. He's the only one that can give that. And if you call out upon him today, you don't have to wait any longer. Don't waste your time. The devil has something for you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He's stronger than you. He's stronger than me. He's stronger than everybody put together. But I'm thankful. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I have to die in my sins. I don't have to worry about it no more. Dying in my sins and going to hell and burning in a place of eternal torment and damnation where the fire will never go out. That's exactly where you're headed today. If you never call out upon God with that broken heart, being sorry, if you never had that time where you really remember when you got down on your knees and you called out upon God and said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. If you don't remember a time doing that, and evidently you haven't been saved. If this message is convicting you, you're getting a little uneasy, you want to turn the radio off, or you want to get away from it, then pay attention. You're missing something on the inside. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able alone to save your soul. God can help you. He can help you through the breakups, through the alcohol abuse, through the drugs. He can help you through everything, every temptation you've got, everything that you're going through, depression, anger, just everything you have, trouble on the inside. The Bible said, this poor man cried. The Lord heard my cry, delivered me out of all of my troubles. I begged for mercy. I remember it as if it was just yesterday. I said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need help. I can't do this alone. I can't live this way any longer. I was living in sin for about 7 years. I was living in sin since I was a young boy, because we're born in sin, shaped of iniquity. We've come forth out of the womb speaking lies. You don't have to teach a baby how to do bad. They already know it. That comes natural. You see, it comes natural to do evil, to do bad. But see, you have to teach the child to do good, to do right things, to teach them manners and yes ma'am, no ma'am, and all these things, and how to be polite. You have to teach them these things, because the flesh is wicked, is desperately wicked and just terrible on the outside. I hate my flesh. It's rotten. It's depraved. It's undone. It's going to go back to the dust from which it came. God formed Adam from the dust of the earth, and so shall we return that way when we pass away and die. That's where sin began, was in Adam and Eve. You know, Eve was tempted by Satan himself, the serpent there. He said, that fruit is okay. God didn't, you know, he told you about not eating it, but you won't surely die. And when she saw the fruit, that it looked good, she took of that fruit and ate of it after being tempted, no doubt, a couple times by the serpent. And she gave to her husband Adam, and he took of the fruit and ate it. And then God came down and looked for Adam and Eve, and he said, who told you that you were naked? See, they covered themselves with fig leaves, and God said, who told you were naked? Did you eat of that tree that I told you not to eat of? And they, you know, had to confess their sins, because God exposed it. And I'm here today to try to expose the devil in your life. You see, that you need something. You need help from heaven. God's the only one that can give you that help. He's the only one that can help you and really give you what you're standing in need of today. Do some praying. Really call out upon God and get sorry. Get remorse that you sinned against him. We've all sinned. You can't have much sense in your mind if you don't know that you're a sinner. Nobody's righteous. No, not one. The only one that's righteous and perfect is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's perfect from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Thank God he's altogether lovely. He's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Thank God for his blessed Holy Spirit that he sent back when he died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood. Thank God he's the best thing that ever happened to me when I finally called out upon God and broken and contrite and sorry that I sinned against him. I was determined enough to keep praying. I was in church. I remember the word of God coming forth and I was on the knees of my heart. I could barely even lift up my head and pay attention, but I was hearing it in my heart. I was broken. I was already just broken down on the inside before I even walked through the church doors, but I remember it just like it was yesterday. I was tired of living that way. I called upon God with a broken heart and contrite spirit. I was so determined. I went up to the preacher after he was done. I said, I feel like I got saved. I feel like I need something. I don't know if I really did yet. He said, keep doing that praying. Keep being determined. Go home on the way and start praying by your bedside. But I got in my truck on the way home. I was by myself and I was crying out upon God, being determined, being tired of living this way. I was tired of feeling so troubled, so tired of feeling sad, so tired of feeling empty on the inside. And I was just crying out for mercy, just yelling almost for forgiveness and mercy of my sins, because I needed help. I needed forgiveness. I needed peace for the first time in my life. Like I said, I've tried so much stuff. I've tried different things in my life just like you have. You've tried it. You've come up empty. You've come up with headaches, depression, and just overwhelmed with sin and Satan. That's all you have today is sin and Satan in your life. You need Jesus. You need help today. Really call out upon God. May God help you. May God just do some praying today. God knows what you need. Only you know. You know what you've done. God sees it. You nothing is in the dark that shall not be brought to light. But I prayed that day. I was in my pickup truck. But I got home once again. I prayed three different occasions, three different times the same day. I believe it was a Sunday. I believe it was a Sunday morning. I went home by my bedside after I prayed those two times. And I cried out to God. I kept, the tears were flowing. But once I stopped, the tears stopped flowing after about a minute of praying because I was so determined. I just begged for mercy. I was begging for mercy. And when I did, when that tear stopped flowing, I knew something happened on the inside. I felt so different. I felt so peaceful. I felt so happy on the inside. But the devil came just like that. Right as I got up off my knees, the devil said, no, you didn't get saved. You really didn't get saved and born again. You don't really have that peace on the inside. See, you haven't changed. You didn't really feel nothing. You see, but I knew something happened to me. But I listened to the devil just like I did in time past. I listened to the devil for about 2 weeks straight. He just kept working on me, telling me that I wasn't saved, but God was still dealing with me. God was still speaking to me and helping me, and I would open up my Bible, and I would see a few things, and God was trying to reveal his presence on the inside in me, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for him not giving up on me, and for the word of God coming again the second time, and I tried to pray again. I said, God, if I'm not saved, make it known to me, and I went to a little gathering, and I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and my dad came up to me and asked me if there's anything that I had to talk about, and I looked at him, and before I knew it, the Holy Spirit, a whirlwind from heaven, came down and started filling up my soul, and it overwhelmed me, and I said, I think I got saved, I think I've been born again, and I couldn't help but run up to my pastor's house, my grandfather, and tell him that I've been saved. He said, start praying and start studying, and that's exactly what I did. Ever since then, every day, I have prayer, I have study, I see God's face, I try to put him early first and foremost above all things. If you're a Christian today, put him first. Stop putting them last. Start putting them first. You'll see your life start working out a whole lot better for yourself. You'll see things start turning around and getting better. You can get a lot closer and cleaner. There's a higher ground. There's a holier ground. There's always a better way. There's always a higher step and a faster way as far as getting better and getting closer and cleaner. There's always a better plateau. You see, really put out an effort today. Get saved if you're not saved. If you've been convicted today, that's a person. That's a good start to have. You get it. Without conviction, there is no conversion. May God help you today. Don't send away your day of grace because you may not wake up tomorrow. Pray and pray with all your heart to God and begging for mercy, giving him your heart today. May God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.